caring to discuss about all this. This is the thing. Topmost Ranjwan. ask question then. What question?
Bhakti can only be discussed with people who have greed for it. So we in ISKCON will be preaching to devotees and non-devotees who don't have that greed. And therefore we cannot speak about Gopi Manjari and Baba Mai and all these things in Vilapa Samantra.
Mm.
So my question is that because we are preachers, how can we be enthusiastic if we cannot, if we have to keep this a secret, what we are learning from you, if we cannot preach?
We should advance very slowly, by and by, not last long. We should try to create greed to common devotees. Like Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, like Vritrasu Upakhyan, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, besides Balki, Arashlila, eating of it, we can create some Shraddha and also greed to hear all these pastimes. In Prachar, only we can do. And in Prachar especially, we will preach that this world is mundane. We should be far away from all these things. Only this can be accomplished. And if there are devotees, we can also discuss, give them idea of Dasharas, that is Narad and Vyas dialogue and all these things. These are for preachers. And especially those who have Shraddha and doing Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly. By and by, to them we can tell Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, first Purva Vibhaga, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, so that they may have some more Shraddha and grief towards this. And if there is something grief, then something different. If there is nothing, I will tell this. They will not fruit good fruit. So we should carefully. No manjari, nothing. I fear here also. Actually no greed. Some persons. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told so many things in Bhajan Rahasya. Have you seen Bhajan Rahasya in English? Very valuable. What are anath?
How many times?
Huh? how many kinds of anartha, what are the definitions, how to escape, after these things, also some more things, yes. So we should reach all these things. To various category of bhakti. Hari, so many kinds of Hari Kathas are there. So we should think what is proper to preach, what class of bhakti. Those who have nothing, what is the mool, what is the main lakshan, symptom of lobh? Lobh has no reason, actually. By association of Rasik Bhakti, by hearing the past tense, by seeing the vigra beautifulness, a greed can come. But when greed comes, there is a greed, no qualification is seen there. In any stage, a man can have greed to have all these things. But when greed comes, there are so many symptoms of greed. The symptom of asakti is symptom of greed. Greed begins from asakti. If a man has asakti, when he has greed, then he should know that he is starting from asakti. Kotu halla karche re. Shakti?
Asakti.
Can you clarify that? Because you said greed can come at any stage.
Greed at any stage it can come. But when greed comes, the symptoms will be seen that yes, this is actual greed. Then it is the stage of asakti. That so many, then he will not be attracted to anything of this world, beauty, or wealth, or anything. Before he has done everything, and when this greed will come, by the association of Rasik Vaishnava, so there is a result, there is a fruit, mixing in the society of Vaishnavas. Before he was so and so, as Bilva Mangal, he was Durachari. But when he got this greed, he became so high. No thought except Krishna. How Krishna will be Krishna? How I can have a darshan of Krishna? Only this thought. All things gone. When there anything came in his heart to enjoy anything, he took kanta on. No hesitation. This is the actual symptom of it. Shantir abhartha kalatang virakti manu sunyata asabandha sakta. So, Vaidhi bhakti should be priest bhakti. Not bhakti, but in preaching, mostly what are opposite to bhakti, we should not do. This is priest, nothing else. What is this world? What is this Maya? We should not do this. But hardly very good fellows, qualified persons, they should be taught the inner motive of bhakti, also Vedic bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan is Vaidhi Bhakti. Narad, Vaidhi Bhakti, Narad and Vyas, all Vaidhi Bhakti. But these are so hidden things in this. So this is kind of priest to qualified persons. And unqualified persons, illusory Maya, what is Maya, this should be accepted. What is the use of taking name at and with those persons who have agreed all these things very in hidden way we should take. I know that I am doing wrong, but yet and so many men comes and joins, they want to hear. কালকে আমরা ওখানে কি বলছিলাম সকালবেলা ভক্ত বিনোদ ঠাকুরের কথা নিয়ে চারটে না পাঁচটি কি কথা হ্যাঁ মনঃশিক্ষা হ্যাঁ ভক্ত বিনোদ ঠাকুর ফার্স্ট বি শুড একবারে লাগাম ছেড়ে দিয়ে যেরকম ঘোড়া দৌড়ায় সেরকম উই অল হ্যাভ কপটতা ইউ আর অলসো কপটি কপটি ইউ নো ধর্ম প্রজ্জিত কৈতব হোয়াট ইজ মিনিং অফ কৈতব We are all teachers. You are me. Very good teacher. I also, myself, all are teachers. We are not cheating anyone, another person. We are cheating myself, ourselves. Those who cheat others, they cheat, may cheat. But we are cheating ourselves. How? If I want some wealth, pratishtha, you know?
Fame,
name, all these things, wealth, and we cheat others to gather this thing, it means we are cheating ourselves. No? He is not cheated. We are cheated. So we are cheated. There are three kinds of sadhak. First are
Swanishta,
Parinishthita and Nirapeksh. There are three kinds of sadhak. Follow me? Swanishta those who are in varnashram dharma follow all these things. They love their parents, children, wife, and they do everything according to Vaidic reality. Following Vaidic sat karma they are doing, not of karma, upakarma, but they are doing sat karma. And also they are doing bhakti to Krishna, living in varnashram dharma. They are doing bhakti of Krishna. They are swamistha. Swa means aswa dharma, means varnashram dharma. No? Swa means this body is swa. And for this, what they are karma? Vaidic karma. That is varnashram dharma is swa dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked Raya Ramananda, and the first sloka was this. Those who live in varnashram dharma follow, and also they do bhakti to Krishna. This is main way by which we can have the pleasure to please Krishna. But Mahaprabhu said that you are. So living in varnashram dharma, we follow totally varnashram dharma. And we also follow what we should not do. No? Then, and doing worship of Krishna or doing bhakti to Krishna. But we are doing only, bhakti is not prominent, varnashram is prominent. This is swanishtha. And parinishthita. Parinishthita means there are also grihastha. But something in upper state, they have come. And something nishthita. Nishtha is, there is a chance that nishtha is to come. Or nishtha has come out. These bhaktas are, grihastha bhaktas are parinishthita. And those who have left varnashram dharma, and only bhakti they are doing. Samana kirtana smarana bandhan padasya. They are nirpeksha. The difference between swanishtha and parinishthita is there, that swanishtha, they are prominent in varnashram dharma, and their Krishna bhakti is secondary. But in parinishthita, bhakti is prominent, and varnashram dharma is, they are following only to serve Krishna. But they are not solely rejecting varnashram. Anukul varnashram dharma. In three there are kapatta. There is cheating. Pratibhino Thakur has told that first we should be nishkapat. We should not be cheater at all. We should leave cheating. Swanishtha. That's it. Kya batla hai? Swanishtha ka.
He wants to be recognized.
Haan. Uta kota ache. Manashika. They want name, fame, wealth, everything. And they should, they make sure. samsara and keep very far away from bhakti. So at first all these things should be driven out from our heart. Then we should create beloveds. Otherwise we will take all these things and these are material things. And this is called sahajiya. Swanishta. They pretend that I am doing bhakti. And pretending, always they try material what? Sukh.
Happiness.
Not happiness.
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment. Good. Mahaprasadam. Good clothing. Good shoes. Good all these things. Everything they want to enjoy, but pretending that this is Mahaprasad, this is for service, because I will be ill, all these things. But we want to enjoy. Enjoyment is there in the root. What they will do, they will do for enjoyment. They will not do seva of any Niskinchan Vaishnava. They will serve Vishayi. Vishayi, you know, rich persons. Whether they are against bhakti, but they will always serve them. And they will always try to please them. They want to learn anything with their education. They want education. But they learn only kutarka. Kutark means kutark means logic and all, bad logics. How? Why? This. And they want virakta vesh. Virakta vesh, you know? Sadhu vesh. For jad pratishtha.
Material
kanak kamini pratishtha. Parinishthita. They want to show themselves as a parinishthita. But they are not parinishthita. They, parinishthita, they want bhakta sangha, but actually they don't want. From outside they want, but internally they want sat, to have association of satkarmi, jnani, yogi, visayi, bhogi, rich persons and all this. And in nirpeksha, they think themselves to be very high class of Vaishnava. They don't think that anyone is Vaishnava. This is kapatata. We should note that all are Vaishnava. If all are not Vaishnava, but Vaishnava is Vaishnava. But they have this quality to understand, understand that we are only Vaishnava, no are like me. They try some ways. Dress. Tilak, mala, sannyas ves, brahmachari ves, they trace upon this. Not of bhakti thought. If they are doing, this is kapatta, cheating of himself. If he is parinishthit Vaishnava, nirpeksha Vaishnava, he should not store anything except jivan nirbha. Jivan nirbha means for maintenance of life. Mane very aap kushal se hain, mane we should have something only for maintaining of life, not for sangraha, collecting. We should not have any association willingly to have any association of istri sang, mane feminine. Feminine gender. That we are doing sang, pretending that we are making programs her in this bhakti, bhakti call. Hari Mandir, living Hari Mandir, Vaishnava sang, we should not go hither and thither. We should preach, but when we should stay, we should try to stay in Vaishnava association. Under always you should be in the guidance of Vaishnava. So, at first this should be done, and then gradually we should go up if there is greed towards all these things. This is for sadhak and sadhya both. Those who are siddha and those who are sadhak. Sadhak will have greed to in these things. And those who are siddha, they will try to remember all these things. We take Hari Pralamba Ripunod Bhatta Sankha Chuda Nasat Patyosi Pratosi Hridayam Madhu Mangalasya Hasti Najas Sumukhi Kausudham कौस्तुभमित्रमेतं किंते शमंतकमणिं तरलं करिष्ये. What is the meaning?
Oh, beautiful face one.
To Radhika Sri, she is telling. Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, she is telling to Srimati Radhika. What?
Will I make the Shamantaka jewel, which after the death of proud Shankachuda was given by Balaram to cheerful-hearted Madhumangal, which Madhumangal with his own hand gave to you, and which since has become the friend of the Kostuba jewel, the central jewel in your necklace?
Now, in this slok, only there is nothing from outward What is there? Again, without seeing book, you can explain. What is in that this slope?
The history of the of the jewel.
Huh.
Who got it and who gave it to who, and how Radharani got the jewel.
This is thing. What is the rest there? Nothing. Actually nothing, it seems. But jewel has come from Russia ocean. Here he is telling that Krishna has done hatya of Sankhaju.
Killed
Sankhaju. And he snatched the shamanth of Madin from the head of
Sankhaju.
And it was given by Krishna elder brother Baldev to Madhumanga. And Madhumangal gave it to Srimati Radhika, you. Huh? Personally, these things are. Is there anything?
Yes.
What?
Actually, Krishna wanted to give it to Srimati Radhika. But he feared in the presence of the other that they'll become jealous. So, Baladev is the older brother, so the younger
one
brother.
One day I have told you.
I don't know anything except
but not only these things. Not only these things. Now we should go in.
Yes.
Datta Parlambad. Here, two persons. One Krishna, Paralamba Ari and Sankhachuda Ari. No? Do Ari. Ari means? There are two persons. Here is Sankh, he has written Paralamba. And then Ari. And Sankhachuda Ari. One is Paralamba Ari, mane? Balaram has killed
Paralamba.
And Sankhachur Ari is Krishna. Krishna has killed Sankhachur. No? Paralamba means kapatata. That I told. Cheater. Paralamba. He make a base of sadhu base, sakha base. He make as if he was a sakha of Krishna. He was going to cheat Krishna, Baladev and all boys. No? He was friend of Kansa. Sankhachur is not kapati, but he is kami. Understanding? What is coming?
Lusty.
He stole Srimati Radhika and all gopis. Once there was holy time. How Baldev killed Paralamba, you know perhaps. Your Sankhachu, this is the history of pastime of Govardhan Hill, Radha Kundu Shyampur, near there. It is the time of Holi. All Sudam, Subal, Madhumangal were with Krishna. And Baladev also. And all Lalita Vishakha, all gopis were there. They have abir in their hands, kumkum. You know kumkum, reddish thing. And they have pichkari. What is this?
Syringe.
Syringe. Syringe. But not a little syringe. big one. And all there so much praised for her joy. Krishna was coming, running away towards Srimati Radhika to give kumkum on the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Vishakha, Lalita and all there were giving badha. What is the meaning?
Pushing Krishna away.
Pushing Krishna away, that you should not come. Huh? And there was so much struggle. Not a struggle, prema kala. Anyhow, Krishna wanted to defeat all gopis and to reach to Srimati Radhika. And Gopi were giving,
trying to obstruct
Krishna. But all were so much pleased, all were laughing and then Krishna failed at last. Gopi checked Krishna. Then he took that great syringe and he gave rang to Srimati Radhika. Where he is trying to give that color, Krishna has pointed something, And gopis are also having syringe. All gopis are helping Srimati Radhika, and all boys are helping Krishna. This is a rang of color. All were so in a good mood, all there. No? At the same moment, this pastime can be increased in so much. But there are going on this pastime. What was the position of gopis and Krishna and how they were? So, at the same moment, Shankhachur came and he hid himself in a kunj, and from there he was keeping all these things. If a man is not on the same platform where there are gopis and Krishna, he will have bad ideas, worldly things, like Sahajiya. So he has agreed to have all gopis with him. He was not in that world. But all the gopis, the friends of Krishna, Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal, they are helping Krishna to make him more enjoyment, to please Krishna. And gopis are making their efforts so that Srimati Radhika should be praised. They are in the same level of Krishna. Shankhachuri neither any sadhak bhakta or siddha bhakta. He was in opposing. He was demon. So he became furious to Krishna that my bhojan, but food, is enjoying Krishna. So he became so much angry and fire and became so much krodhi, krodh, and he at once she was seeing any chance to go there. At last Krishna was hidden anywhere. At the same time moment Gopi was pressing Krishna, where is Krishna? At the same time, Shankhachur came and took Srimati Radhika on him. And he took any vriksha, tree, uprooted, and began to drive all gopis like head. Not cow, sheep. And all there, doing and crying and waiting. Srimati also was crying. Yet she has power to
destroy
all in a second. But Krishna pastime will not be by this. So they were waiting as worldly girls. Krishna heard their waiting. She came out of Punji and said that he is flying, she is running with getting Srimati Radhika and driving all gopis, driving all gopis, and they are crying and going. Then Krishna ran after. Baldev Prabhu also ran after. Both ran after. He left the gopis and took only Srimati Radhika. This is best beautiful. I should take. So Krishna told Baldev Prabhu that keep them raksha. Protect them. And I am coming, just killing this demon. So he ran after. Krishna is coming more and more, advancing towards me, and he is about to catch me. So he
put down
Srimati Radhika and fly away. But Krishna yet not stayed there. She followed him. And after all, he catch hold of Sankachu. And he fell flat on the earth and stood like this, and he was dead. Krishna saw that there is a shamantic jewel, shamanta, antaka. Antak means anta, lalata. The money which was in the lalata of Lord's forehead of Sankachu. So it is called Shyamantaka. Shyamantaka. So he, by his this, nails, unhone phaad diya. Phaad diya maine? To divide in two parts and take out of that money, Shyamantaka. And he was returned. Now he was so much pleased and laughing he was returned. And he was seeing towards Radhika, why you are weeping? Now she is also pleased that we have been escaped. Baldev Prabhu also. Now all there. In good position. Krishna saw that I want to give this very good javel to my best priya. And she is Radhika. But if I will give it to Radhika, then all will be envious to Radhika. Krishna always tells everyone, every gopi, if Shyamala comes and meets Krishna. Krishna promised that I love you so much more than everyone. If Bhadra comes, Krishna assures them that I love mostly you. I love you. So every gopi is waiting. Knows that Krishna has already promised that I will love you best, and Krishna loves me best, because leaving all, he comes alone to me. No? In the Rasita has been told also. What told? Ki isloka, sau bhagamagat, bhikshamanan cha kesava, अरे प्रारंभिक क्षमानं च केशव प्रशमाय प्रसादाय तत्तैवं करोति दैट इज सौभगमत हु हैज सौभगमत अंडरस्टैंडिंग सौभगमत सौभगमत मीन्स प्राउड दैट कृष्ण लव्स
मी
सो मच देन अदर्स Oh, yeah. You are, mani thak gai,
tired? Are
you
tired? May I?
Messenger fee. And he, by his Pitambar, he is
removing his face.
Yes. And doing so much service to them. So all had Saubhagya Mother. That we are so much
fortunate.
That Krishna alone loves me more. So all have this Saubhagya. So everyone knows that Krishna will give to me that Shyamantakmani. Krishna